सूर्याय सूर्यमणि निर्मत वेदी मध्ये मुग्धांगी भावत इहाली कुलई बताया अघम समर्पयि तुम उत्क भीय आरात सज्जानिकिं सुमुखी दस्यसि दासिकेयम् What is English?
O girl with charming limbs, O girl with a beautiful face, will this maid servant nearby hand you the articles of worship when, surrounded by your friends, you are eager at heart to devotedly offer argya to the
surrounded by
your friends.
Nietzsche.
Ali. You are eager at heart to devotedly offer argya to the sun god on an altar of Suryamani jewels.
This is general meaning. Raghunath Das Goswami has decorated Srimati Radhika with altar and then with flowers of kunda, garland, and remembering the past times of Krishna, how pleasing they are. He wants to serve Srimati Radhika by giving alta here and garland on the soldiers of Srimati Radhika. Raghunath Das Swami is remembering सूर्याय सूर्यमणि निर्मित वेदी मध्ये मुग्धादि भावत इहाली कुलई रुब्रताया There are two संबोधन संबोधन means what? Oh yes, come.
Calling.
First is Mugdhangi and second is Sumukhi. Sumukhi means a very beautiful face. A face has three kinds of face. Very grave, very sad, very cheerful. No. If it is seen that his face is sad, something has gone wrong. No? And if the face is smiling, then we should know that what she wanted, everything has been fulfilled. No? And if he is in other mood, the face will tell what is behind in this because it is the mirror of heart. So first he is telling, O Sumukhi. It means that at that time Srimati Radhika is very, very cheerful, in pleasant mood. And she is something smiling. Raghunath Das Goswami sitting in Radha Kund. His eyes are closed. Closed, na?
Yes. Band
hai.
Band.
and seeing. At first he was praying. He was seeing lost pastime. And he saw that he has given garland in the neck of Srimati Radhika on the soldiers. And Srimati Radhika is smiling. Why she is smiling? That Krishna has given his left hand on the right soldier and left hand soldier of Srimati Radhika. So she is so much young. She has decorated in every respect to Srimati Radhika. She has given sindoor, she has given all abharan and alankar and ornaments and abharan. Abharan is, you know,
decoration.
That is like tilak, kasturi bin, all this. Kajal, any makara here, makari chinha, to paint any ang of body, these are called abharan. There are 36 kind of abharan. 32 abharan, 32. Or alankar, there are so many alankars. So, he is seeing Sumukhi Srimati Radhika. And at the same time, Mugdhangi. Mugdhangi means?
Charming limbs.
Charming. He is charmed. Mugdhangi means charmed. In Krishna love. Mugdha means to be like a jnani.
Out of consciousness.
That is called Mugdhangi, Mugdha.
Mugdha.
Certainly Krishna becomes sometimes so Mugdha. And Srimati Radhika also becomes so Mugdha. What to do and what not to do?
Not knowing.
This is called Mugdhava. There are so many beautiful pastimes of Krishna and Radhika when they become Mugdha. They know everything, but yet they ask each other about anything. Why you are laughing? Krishna tells that, why you are laughing? There is no reason for laughing, but yet, in laughing, everything, answer and question comes. Everything. This is called Mugdhavastha. It will but not in sadhana stage. It will be only in the prem stage, siddhavastha. And when prem becomes sneha, sneha becomes man, man becomes pranaya, anurag, at this time they will continue. Otherwise not. Srimati Radhika is that time sumukhi, something smiling and Mugdha also. Why she is? So, Raghunath Das Goswami remembering that past time. Suryaya Suryamani. Kalavati Natansayo. This is last. And last before last, 43. These are remembrance of Rasliya. No? Rasliya, at the time of Rasliya. Here, Arasliya has ended. No, midnight. After this, Nishanta Lila came. No? You know Nishanta Lila. In Nishanta Lila, they are not in a mood to leave each other. But anyhow, they have to go. Sukh and Sari. They read so many songs to awake Srimati Radhika and Krishna. So many pastimes have been given in Govinda Lilamrita and all other books. After that, she comes to Javat and he goes to Nanda Bhavan. Both are sleeping. At that time, when sun is to come out, it is morning, and sun is to be rise. At that time, Ma Yashoda, with Purnima comes, Yogamaya, there. Yashoda is seeing that it has been so late to awake Krishna. Understanding?
Yes, Krishna is still sleeping.
So sleeping? Why is he sleeping? She is so much doing chinta. Worry. Yogamaya Purnima daily comes to see Krishna, take darshan of Krishna. She is also with Yashoda. They both enter in the room of Krishna. And see that Krishna is so fastly sleeping. Yashoda at once comes like this, does like this. And takes the heads of Krishna. Utho Lal. Get up, my Lal. Lal means?
Yes.
And she gives some water like this. Has she? Yogama has come to give you Ashirvad, blessings. Yes, Adore. Baldevi is standing there. Madhumangal and so many boys, your sakha, are standing there. Cows are standing there. Cows are coming. They are all waiting for you. You should get up. Rise up. She is doing. Baldev comes, and Madhumangal comes, and at once jumps up on the bed of Krishna. And looks in her eyes, and awakes Krishna. Yashoda is very sincerely seeing the face of Krishna from top to bottom. What she is searching? She is searching anything. What she is searching? This boy is very naughty. And all the friends of Krishna are so naughty. So, they have made a scratch on the face of Krishna or anybody, anywhere or not. See, very,
Carefully
examining all these things. She saw some scratches. She is himself questioning. This boy is so naughty. I tell her daily not to go, and goes and runs hither and thither, quarrels with boys and does so. Why this is scratch come? Madhu Mangal was there. Oh, I know, mother, I know. He plays with Sakhi. Here in Sanskrit, there is a word Sakhi for masculine and feminine, both. Both. Gopis are Sakhi and Sudam Sebal are both Sakhi. Krishna does like this.
Don't tell.
And he so much has lajja.
Ashamed.
And by eyes he is telling to Madhu Mangal. Madhu Mangal at once apne baat ko phira liya.
At once he changed word.
Changed his
word at once.
Not word,
meaning
he. Sakhi means a subal sakhi, siddham sakhi. At first he wanted to speak like that, Lalita, Vishakha and all others. He was playing with them. Now he turned his meaning. Oh, he is very naughty. Subal is so naughty. And they have done this. See, Krishna says, oh, you are Brahmin. I am doing namaskar to you. You have saved me by your skill. Otherwise, I'll have to be so much ashamed in presence of my mother and Yogamaya. All these statement is saying one Sakhi to Srimati Radhika in Javad. When Srimati Radhika is getting from his bed. Koi. Madhurima ya Madhurika or any Sakhi. Srimati Radhika is hearing all these things, past time, as if anyone giving nectar in her. All things. Here also, Shyamala Sakhi comes, and I have told that story to you one day. In Vrindavan, you have remembered you?
Shyamala Sakhi. Oh yeah, she tells.
Huh? Eh?
Yeah, she tells Srimati Radharani what is happening
In night.
Yeah.
How you feel.
Yeah.
Srimati Radhika, I don't remember, as if in rainy season at Amavasya, when moon is
dark moon,
if thunderbolts come out, for a very few seconds, and again it becomes more dark. I don't remember. I remember that I meet Krishna. And by your mercy, he meet me. But when we meet, I don't remember what Krishna did with me. I don't remember anything. He took me in his lap. He gives his hand to me. And that what he did, I have no remembrance at all. I became at that time mad. So I know, don't remember. No, I have no any anubhuti nahi.
No feelings.
Huh?
I have no feelings that I remember.
I don't remember.
I don't recall anything.
But I feel so much separation. I don't remember part by. Then Shyamala tells that, oh, again go to your Prem Guru and learn what becomes. Then people that I'm not a good a student. You are so brilliant. Usamla is telling. You are so brilliant. And you remember everything. So you should go there and learn all these things. These are going. Shamla is telling that really I had come here to take bath. And I have taken bath in Prem Sarovar. In? What is the meaning of Prem? Ocean of love.
Yeah.
Now I have taken bath so much. Now I am going. And you should take bath and do all this. After that, comes Mukhara with Jatila. And there are so many past times. This is the Leela. After Prata, this is Purbandha Leela. Purbandha Leela means the Leela from 9 to 12. This is called Purbandha Leela. No. Sadhak can remember it in two ways. This means, once Srimati Radhika is called by Jashoda at Nanda Bhavan, in Nanda Gaon, because Jashoda has heard that what Radhika cooks becomes so sweet and so powerful that if anyone takes that cooked thing, he never becomes old. He becomes so shaktishali, powerful, so brilliant, and so beautiful, and so wise, and every quality comes in that person. If anyone takes the cooked things of Srimati Radhika. Yashoda is saying that my son reduce daily reduce. Become thinner and leaner. So she is so much disturbed in her mind. So he thinks, how my son will be so powerful and wise? So that any demon cannot do any harm to my child. And he should be so
strong.
He does not take anything which I prepare. He takes it and lives. So he becomes leaner and thin. Once he told this fact to Purnima, Jogmaya, my son does not take anything which makes him stronger, wiser, wealthy, healthy, and every quality is come. She told that, can you call the son, daughter-in-law of Jatila? She told that Jatila is very quarrelsome. She will not allow her son-in-law to come here. She will think that by doing so, her pratistha will be go down. It is a fact of prestige. Her prestige will go down. So she will not allow. Srimati Yashodaji told that, you are so wise. You know everything. You are so much honorable for our whole braja. If you order Jatila, he cannot disobey. I will try. and Elsie. If I help, then I will request you to do anything for me, so that the son-in-law of Jatila will come to my house.
Daughter-in-law.
Yashoda told Jogmaya, I love so much Radhika from her birth and childhood. She used to come to me daily, and I know that Krishna and Radhika from boyhood they are playing each other together. I have so much a very great desire that my son, when he will grow, and the daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj will grow elder, then I will have a proposal to Vrishabhanu Maharaj that he marry my son. But now I see that I have failed. And this fact also Jatila knows because he is very near relationship to me. So he knows it. And so he will not allow that his daughter-in-law will come here. It will be a question of prestige. Purnima told that, yes, I will do everything for you. One day, Srimati Yashoda Devi sent Kundalata, go to Javat and tell my Sandesha message to her. She went there. Kundalata is who? Subhadra Upananda. Very near relation to Yashoda. No. The son and daughter-in-law also of Yashoda Devi. No. Kundalata. And Kundalata is so nearer to Jatila also. In any relationship. So Jatila depends on Kundalata. Yashoda knows this fact. So he requested his daughter-in-law, Kundalata, that my son is reducing daily and daily. Your Devar, you know, Devar, brother-in-law. So you should go and tell your like Sasuri to, or mother, like mother, to Jatila, that she should send her daughter-in-law here to cook something, so that Krishna may take. Hearing this fact from Kundalata, she became so furious. She should send her daughter-in-law to my house, she will cook here. How should I will not order. She came to Yashoda and told this fact. At the same time, Purnima Jogmaya came, and every fact was gone in the ear of Jogmaya. Jogmaya at once went to Javad. When she went, that Jatila came, Srimati Radha, Lalita, Vishakha, all came and fell down to the feet of Jogmaya Devi. Jogmaya Devi gave Sneha Srivad, Shobhagavati Bhava. Shobhagavati Bhava, you know?
May you have a long life?
Everything what you have here, may
fulfill. May all your desires be fulfilled.
No?
May all your desires be fulfilled.
What do you think that by this your Saubhagya is there? When Saubhagya is there?
When you get what you want.
I have told something. Saubhagyavati.
When the girl's boyfriend is under her control.
When anyone, any naika mane premika, priyatama.
She loved.
He's so much beautiful. Other than everyone, she is so beautiful. She is so much wise than all. She is so beautiful. In every quality, she is so much advanced. That lover becomes in so much control. This is Saubhagyati. Rukmini is Saubhagyati by Krishna. No. If her husband leaves her, she is Saubhagyavati? No. So, what she wants, Krishna does like so, then Radhika is Saubhagyavati. Otherwise not. She knows the inner bhava of Radhika. So she gives Saubhagyavati bhava. Radhika smiling and all her companions smiling went away to their rooms. Now Kundalata and Jatila and Purnamasi are there. Purnamasi is telling, are you right? All right? She is telling, no, I am not right. Why? My stomach cows have died. And my son has no child. Nothing. So I am so much unhappy. My wealth is not so as Nanda Baba and Vrishabhanu Maharaj. I am of inferior class. I pray you to give all these things. How I may? Oh, you want my blessing? I have heard that Brajarani means?
Yashoda.
Brajarani. The queen of Vrindavana. Nanda Baba is Brajaraj and Krishna is Braja Juvaraj. Juvaraj, you know? Juvaraj. And Brajaragni is Yashoda Devi. I have heard that, I know. I'm remembering. I'm seeing in my dhyan. Remember that Yashoda has sent any message to you and you have rejected. That is why your cows are dead. And I see that if you will not carry that order of Yashoda, what he has sent message? Oh, she thinks me inferior. So he has given a message that you should send your daughter-in-law to cook in my house. What is the harm? Why you rejected that proposal? By this, your cows will be in 100 times more, 1,000 times more. And wealth will come automatically. And also you will have what is that,
Granddaughter, grandson.
Also you can see the face of your grandson. Everything will be there. And if you don't say, carry order of Yashoda, I am seeing and telling forecast.
Predicting.
I am seeing as if it is, I am seeing in
book
that everything will be destroyed. I have no time to stay here more. I am just now going, but you should see what is your good and what is bad. See into it. Kunlata again came. Again she requested. At that time, she was something numbra, jatila, polite she is. Acha, I am ordering, she may go. But Kundalata told that I have told her, but she tells that I will not go. In any case, I will not go. I am not cooker of anyone, so I will not go. They abuse me, especially my
mother-in-law
and all others abuse me that I have some affection for any black person. I don't want to see any face of any other person. I will always be in, I will never go. Jatlak thinks that if he sees, does not go, then the case will be opposite and everything will be destroyed because Purnima has told so, and every word of Purnima is quite comes true. So he requested Lalita and Vishakha and all of the Champaklata that make ready her so that all things could not happen. So they went to, she went to Lalita and Vishakha and requested that you should do anything so that my daughter-in-law may be ready to go there. No harm in going there. Yashoda is my sakhi, so she can go. Kunlatas told her that Yashoda has made so many golden ornaments and golden cloths and everything for your daughter-in-law. If she will go, she will give everything that she has made ready for her his son's for marriage. He has collected everything
for
future marriage.
For her son.
Now she will give everything, clothes and all ornaments and everything. Water came in the mouth of So he was trying to Lalita and Vishakha. Lalita wanted and Vishakha wanted, Srimati also wanted to go there. So they went to and requested them, him, Srimati Radhika. But she was not in a mood to take their words. She was refusing and refusing. At last, anyhow, she was ready to go. And she went, and in the midway, in Kadambater, you have seen that place, Krishna cowherd in there, milking cow, wrestling, and doing love to cops and friends. Srimati. Now he has done every Shringa. No? Who? Rati Manjari. That is Tulsi Manjari. He has decorated Srimati Radhika fully and has given a mirror to Srimati Radhika. See how beautiful you are. Radhika is seeing her face and smiling and having an idea, this Rupa Sajja, this beautifulness is not for me. For whom this beautifulness? For Krishna. If Krishna sees me in this stage, how he will be careful? This inner motive of Srimati Radhika knew that Tulsi Manjari. And he is with Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, and they are all going. In the midway, Krishna was waiting that she will come by this way. Krishna is pretending anyhow, how I can reach to them. Radhika is telling that, no. Lalita is telling, advising Srimati Radhika, we should go by another path. We should not go by this path, because it is dangerous by that black. She can bite. He can bite. So we should turn our direction and go. Because I am not fearing from that black. I will go by this only. Then they went through. When Krishna was milking on the side of path by which they are going. And especially he was waiting when they will come nearer, he will do anything. He was milking, having pot here. When they came, he poured so that all face of Srimadika became white. And all that laughing. Krishna was also laughing. And all were laughing. In a way, this is Purvanha Leela. Radhika went at last to Nanda Bhavan. She was so much burning fire was going on in her heart. That is separation. In separation. Srimati Radhika in Jao. She was so unhappy. Sweats were coming. As if she is burning. No? That sakhis are giving chandan to Srimati Radhika. This is lotus flower. They have brought. Very cool, very scented. Bhramar can come if they send, take send. Also, black bees will come. No? So beautiful and so smelling. So, ki bolchilam re? Kotha kar kotha.
Purvananda
bolchilam. Eh?
Purvananda.
Acha ta ki bolte eta upma dilam.
Burning.
Burning. Srimati Radhika was burning in Javad, in separation. No? And all these things they are giving to cool Srimati Radhika, but at once they become dry. Chandan also, everything also becomes so dry. Churmur, ekdam ho jate hain. And here she is coming, and she went. And Sakhi burned so many chulhas, stoves, thousand and thousand. And in the midst, Radhika is standing and cooking. So heat is coming. But now she is so cheerful and no sweat there. When Sakhi is telling, why these sweats were in Javad, giving so many. Barf means ice and all ice back and giving. And here you are in fire.
But not heat.
But no heat is here. Why? So these are Purbandha Leelas. Purbandha Leelas. It has been also done. Purbandha Leelas. Krishna. Now see, Krishna is ready. After taking milk, he is going to ready to go charan. And after taking the remnants of Krishna, all sakhis with Radhika are returned, they have returned to Javad. No? Now it is morning. After 9 or within 9, Radhika has something, his duty, that he daily gives earth to Suryadev. Surya Puja. Earth means
offering.
Flowers, milk, sacred water, and some other things are given, like towards being sun. So many waters, all Brahmins and all other does. Why Radhika does so? That sun is God. He makes Krishna so qualified and always cheerful, and any other demons cannot do any harm to Krishna. For Krishna he is worshipping. Why worshipping? Because he knows that Krishna is not Bhagavan. Suryadev is Bhagavan. In villages, all ladies are like this. They worship God and goddesses for the welfare of his family and his husband, father, mother, child. So it is a Nara Leela. No? Nara Leela. If it was not done, it was not Nara Leela. So, before going to cook, she may give this earth to Suryadev. One kind of thought. When she is ready to go Nandagaon, before he will, at first his duty, his first duty is to worship Krishna, sun. As when we awake, we take bath, and first duty is to chant Hari name or Diksha Mantra. So, see, her sun worship is first duty. So this first time is before going to Yashoda home for cooking. Uh-huh. No? Understand?
This is before the cooking.
Before cooking. The first thing is that.
Where is it? I thought the story of Puja was that Barabai.
Are you suno to? Listen first me, then question. You are so eager that question. Second idea is this. This idea is also favorable to our shastra, what I have told. We should do our aradhana first, then begin any. As we do, first arati, darshan, anhik, seva, puja, and then we begin anything. So this is also justified. Another, but we see that after this leela, Krishnadas Gopiraj Goswami in his Govinda Leelamrita has told like so, that this becomes in Purbandha and Madhyanna Leela, before Madhyanna Leela. No? If we take this fact, it is also all right. No harm. No? Any puja is done before taking meal. Krishna remnants he takes, she takes, it is not as a meal. Only she tastes it as a mahaprasadam prasadam. It does not come under the taking any meal. So in midday, before midday, when Krishna goes to Gocharan, and at the same time she becomes ready to go to Sun Puja. No? So by any Sakhi, Radhika knows that Krishna has already started her auhari and he is about nearer to Kusum Sarovar and Govardhan. With her Sakhi, she also goes there. Tulsi is remembering this pastime of midday.
When Radhika was not in the mood to cook.
She was in mood enough.
Yeah.
She was pretending only that they should do like this.
That's what I thought. Now, if she goes to worship sun god first, before cooking.
There are two kinds of sun worship. When Surya sun
is rising,
come in horizontal line, rising sun, water is given like this.
Simply.
Or anything, push up and do pranam. But sun worship is another. Worship, that is, there should be any sun image. And by Shastriya Padhati, Shastriya Padhati, you know,
system of Shastriya.
According to rule and regulation and mantras given in Vedas. And that is called Surya Puja. Both may be here. That either. But it seems that it is before midday.
Yes.
Because here, in the next, it will come the pastime of Sayam. Sayam means evening. Evening. She will request that when he is chanting in the evening to Nanda Bhava. So it is Lila of Radhakund and Surbhi.
I have a question about Raghunath Goswami.
Das Goswami.
Yes, Raghunath Das Goswami. I read in the Jaivadharma that a liberated soul can be at the same time both in Krishna Lila and in Chaitanya Lila, if that is his sort of both at the same time. So you were describing to us that when in Vilapkusumanjali, sometimes Raghunath Das Goswami is external as Sadak, then he is another stage where he is more absorbed in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And the third stage, he's completely lost to anything except his identity as Rati Manjari. So my question is, when he is completely lost from every other consciousness, how could he forget Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Is he at that time...
That is the meaning of lost of conscience.
That all he can see is Srimati Radharani is there, Rupa Manjari is there, and he is there as Rati. He doesn't think that he is he is Raghunath or anything. That is lost. All concentrated on the one.
He is always incense. But sometimes in sense of Gauranga Leela, and sometimes he is deeply immersed in Krishna Leela. When he immerses in Krishna Leela, he is Rati or Tulsi Manjari. And when he has sense and doing the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, remembering, then he is Raghunath Das Goswami. Anyone, when thinking and remembering for Krishna Leela, it does not lost his senses, but that sense which is working in this world for sadhu, this goes away. And the sense of Atma, that who am I sense, Krishna Das sense, is working so much that this sense does not do anything. That sense is the real sense. But Raghunath Das Goswami, both senses were actual senses. Whether he was in Gaur Leela, whether he was in Krishna Leela.
Can he be fully conscious in both leelas at the same time?
In both, in two swaroops. Okay. As Baladev Prabhu, Krishna, in thousands and lakhs of leela, he is testing. So, Krishna, this Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Narada Goswami, like Baladev Prabhu. Baladev Prabhu is as a sevak, as a friend, as a father, mother, in one shape, in Baladev shape. And in Ananga Manjari, he tests Madhur Jaras also. So, at the same time, he is Baladev, and at the same time, he is Ananga Manjari. As Narada becomes hundred and thousand and lakhs of Narada, various swarups of Krishna, and tests all these things.
Yes, the reason I asked is, I did not like to think that the Chaitanya Leela was less important.
But Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told in Dham Parikrama, one can worship, do aradhana of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a dasarasmali. No? Not as a friend, not as a as Krishna, Nayaka Nayika, don't. Parakiya Bhav, no. Only Dasharas. Same in a devotee completes his sadhana by Dasharas, by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He sees Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a Radha and Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes Radha and Krishna, and then he worships him in Madhur Ras, Sakha Ras and Vasalya Ras, especially in Madhur Ras. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu we see that all were Das. Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda. All always praying and telling Harikatha and all these things. All are seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with a great respect. Gadadhar yet. Gadadhar Pandit. As a Dasara. But when we complete our sadhana, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is seen in Radha and Krishna, then Madhuras comes.
But that is also within Chaitanya Lila, that you see him as Radha Krishna.
Because Radha Mananda Sa Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahabhava Rasa Rajaru, Sa in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But there, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we cannot serve as Radha Krishna to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
That is Gauranga Lavani.
He, most probably, is as a guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come in two shapes. To taste Radha Bhava, and to give Radha Dasi Bhav. So, when he is giving Naam and Prem to Jivas, he is Prabhu or Guru. No? And when he is tasting, then he is Radha.
There's some verses that describing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is seeing the Jalila, you know, the water pastime, and he is observing from the shore how the water pastimes are going on of Radha Krishna and all the gopis. And he is like in the position of Manjari. He's like, is he showing that or is he also tasting that?
He also tastes. Like this. Sometimes he is telling that I was seeing Radha and Krishna and serving them, but they are at once. So here is Manjari Bhava, Dasi Bhava.
So that was my question. I wanted to find out if he was also trying
because to. Because this.
That.
He wanted to give this bhav to Jiva.
But so, wasn't he wanting to take that bhav too?
He tested also and given. But that's only for test, not to give. Radha bhav.
Radha bhav.
Lord Chaitanya taught his followers to serve Krishna. So, is it possible that someone who is in Chaitanya Lila and who becomes Siddha,
becomes?
He becomes perfect. He becomes perfect. Is it possible that he can only remain in Chaitanya Lila and not Krishna Lila? Or he will also enter into Krishna Lila?
He has test and serving, doing sadhana. Bhakti and Bhava Bhakti for Radha and Krishna. So he certainly also entered in that. Krishna Lila. And also he is in Gaur Lila. It is मतलब ये बहुत ही चांस है, देयर इज चांस दैट ए मैन सर्विंग ए डिवोटी सर्विंग चैतन्य महाप्रभु विल इंटर इन बोथ लीला. बिकॉज चैतन्य महाप्रभु लीला इज नॉट लेस इंपॉर्टेंट. So they tries to as if Guru is giving Diksha Harinam and always giving Shiksha, and he gives inspiration for Prema Bhakti and always nurses us like friends. His whole entire shakti energy is for making us perfect in Krishna seva. If he has done so and we are perfect, maybe leave our Gurudev, or we will serve him in also Golok Braja. As Raghunath Das Goswami, in Gaur Leela, he is serving Rupa Goswami. Rup, Sarup Namodar, all gave inspiration, and the nurses Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Goswami, if he thought that he was a sadhakji, then he had Sarup Siddhi and Vastu Siddhi, and after Vastu Siddhi or in Sarup Siddhi, he prays always to Roop Manjari as a Sakhi. No? So we will also serve our Gurudev. In what rush we will get Vastu Siddhi? Can you have it? Yes, it?
The gopis feeling of separation, which you described as the Krishna went through with Mathura, is something like a magic display. But that actually there was no separation.
Right?
So you gave the example that when the Yadus fought with each other, when the Yadus fought and destroyed each other, actually it was like a magic show. It wasn't real. And then you also said that when Krishna went to Mathura and the residents of Vrindavan were weeping and suffering and separation, that was also a similar note.
There is no similarity. There are some nitya lila, there are some anitya lila. Namitti. The Dwarka Jadubansa battle was neither nitya lila, neither namittik lila. Not namittik lila also. It was only shown by Yogamaya that it took place, but nothing took place like this there. Only common person saw. Even Brahma and Shankar did not saw. they saw that Krishna and Baldev and all gopis and all Patkars are going. Krishna is going in the same shape. All the ones are going in the same shape. So this is not like this. Vrindavan Leela, separation. This is Nitya Leela also. Krishna pastimes are divided into two. Prakat and aprakat. In Prakat Leela, it seems we see and they are certainly in Vipralambharas. They are feeling. And in one, that Aprakat Leela, all are meeting there. Both things. In one, Krishna is always in Vrindavan. And in one, he is always in Mathura. Always in Mathura. Sometimes Mathura Leela is Prakat. Sometimes Vrindavan Leela is Prakat. Sometimes Mathura Leela becomes Aprakat and sometimes that. Our Goswami has told like this. But I am telling and you are hearing. But all the same is not, everything is not there. More in that Leela. Aprakat Leela or Prakat Leela. We are only hearing a abhas of that Leela. Sakha Chandranya. You know Sakha Chandranya? Mm-hmm. That moon is on the branch of this tree, but he is so much powerful, like this. We are telling and hearing all this in a Baddha Dasa. We are in a Baddha Dasa, we are sadhak. We have Shraddha. But our inner eyes, Preman Janachurita Bhakti Vilochanena, it has not come. So there will be so many defects in telling and hearing. In Bhagavad Gita it has been told that someone is telling it and some is hearing. But telling and hearing are not complete. It will gradually come that we will understand and we can tell all this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has tried to tell everything in Jaiva Dharma. Rupa Goswami has tried to tell everything in Bhaktivinoda Swami Sindhu and Ujjwal Nirmal. But we cannot take everything. We can take according to our sadhan bhajan. You are telling and hearing in one sloka this time, and after 2 years, more rush there. I think that in some past years, about 10 years, I think that you have no idea about all these things. Everything is in books of Swamiji, is there, everything. But we cannot, at that time we cannot imagine that all are there. But when you now read all these things, you see that, there are so many things that we can realize after 10 years, after hundreds and thousands and lakhs. No? And then we will have so much pleasure.
You have given, but I don't know how much I got.
We should try always to have all these things. We should try to go in the realm of all these things. Prema Bhakti. Why your Gurudev has come, why Srila Prabhupada has come? To give all these things. So we should try to realize all these things and go up. Not to fix it in anything. Gradually you should. Braj means, what is the meaning of Braj? To go. Sansar means also. Jagat means also to go. Jagat means gamadhatu. To go in hell, to destruction, to ruin. Sansar means this also. Sansarati. And Braja to Krishna. To pain. Now you can go and chant and do a Ekadasi Vrata.